Today we hear from another of our superstar ambassadors, Harrison, who talks all about making sure we see the person before we even look at a disability or difference.
A massive thank you to Provide, who are sponsoring Series 5 of the Multischools Lowdown. They are a community interest company offering services across Essex, providing outstanding care. And if you want to find out more about them, please visit their website at www.provide.org.uk.
Okay, so Harrison, could you just start off by telling everybody a little bit about yourself?
My name is Harrison. I have cerebral palsy and I am the new addition to the Multischools Council.
If people haven't heard of cerebral palsy before, Harrison, can you tell us a little bit about it?
There are many weird and wonderful forms of it that I'm just trying to remember which form of cerebral palsy I've got. Spastic quadriplegic. So that means I've been in a wheelchair all my life and I've very low trunk tone, basically. And I can move and feel my legs, but not very well. But my, I've got very low trunk tone, so I struggle leaning forward, but I can use my hands near enough perfectly fine. And my brain works differently, but I can, as you can hear me now, I'm speaking very clearly. So the whole sort of top side of things works well, but just not really the bottom.
Yeah, and you're right, Harrison. You know, I've heard you speak already to kind of join the multischools, and we'll come back to that in a little bit. But just if we stay on cerebral palsy for now, Harrison, how do you think most people kind of see cerebral palsy and understand it? Is it seen as a positive? Is it seen as a negative? What's your experience, Harrison?
Well, I can only speak to the form that I've got, but the people I know and that I'm around are very good with it. But honestly, of course, there's going to be good and bad people. But from the side of me having to grow up and deal with it, I've dealt with it quite well. But I'd say it's been quite negative because I feel that people sort of see the fact that I'm in a wheelchair first rather than actually this bloke is quite nice and see what he can do. And quite often I feel that people often say, oh, he can't really do that, can he can't do that. And I'm sort of in the mindset of being able to think, well, there's loads and loads of stuff I can't do, but there might be 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 things I can, and I'd rather focus on the things that I could do.
Yeah, and people will be able to hear this and say that's exactly why we wanted you involved in the multischools, because we very much focus on what people can do, not on what, you know, they may find difficult.
Well, I was going to say I do surround myself with people who they might not necessarily be in a wheelchair, but people who either are in a wheelchair and have similar struggles to what I do, or I have some friends that are, dare I say it, in this day and age, perfectly able-bodied, and I was going to say normal then, but that's probably not the right word to use. But I do have some people who are able-bodied, and they know, and everything's, you know what it's like, the world is so much more understanding of things now, isn't it? So like I say, I do surround myself with people who see me first, and I like that, because I want even people I don't know, this is what I try and fight for. I want people to see me first, and I'm glad you did.
Oh, thank you. Well, 100%, you know, I definitely saw you as Harrison, and that's what I wanted to come on to now. Actually, you gave us a really good speech, so you did a video for us to become a multischool ambassador. Why did you want to become a multischool council ambassador, Harrison?
Well, that's a good question. But I think it was because I just, like I'm talking about now, I just want people to understand what we have to go through and just stuff like that, really. And for people to understand that we are people in our own right and we can do things. All right, it might not be as many things as what people who can do most things can do, but I'm sure there's a few things that they can't do as well. And I just wanted to make sure that my voice was heard and to sort of shout that out loud to people and maybe help other people who maybe feel the same way as I do but can't necessarily shout it out in the way that I can. So it's a mixture of me wanting to get my voice heard and wanting to help other people as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've already started to do that. You've joined some of our groups. You spoke there lots, Harrison, about understanding. What are some of the biggest things that you think people don't understand right now?
Well, I think that I've experienced this a lot, and I think people don't necessarily understand that. Okay, I've had a lot of people make jokes about, well, I wouldn't necessarily that they're doing it to be horrible, say they're doing it to be horrible, but I've heard a lot of people go and say, oh, your wheelchair looks good, I'm getting a bit tired, can I go in it? And I'm thinking, okay, maybe the first time I heard it, I might as well sort of go on and laugh about it sort of with them to sort of laugh it off a bit, but it's getting a bit tiring now. And I just end up saying things like, well, if you can carry me out of it, of course you can.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, you're great to speak to, Harrison, and I'm sure people, hopefully, if they get to know you, really respect you, because as you said, Harrison, you're a person, you want to be seen as a person. And, you know, we're always saying in schools that nobody should ever think that they're better than anybody else or put themselves above anybody.
Oh, no, of course. And that's a brilliant sort of equal mindset to go on. But sadly, there is a lot of people in the world who think they're better than others. And I don't like people like that. I just want to help people.
How are we going to change that then, Harrison? Because so we've spoken about, you know, building understanding. How are we actually going to do it? What are some of your ideas, do you think?
Well, I think, obviously, the COVID is maybe getting a little bit better. But I think that we should, and I know you do lots of that already, but I think I'm very focused on doing talks and things.
Yeah, yeah. And you're definitely part of our public speaking group. And as you say, as COVID, the restrictions may get easier, it may be easier to do more of those things. But if not, you know, we know that we can use video, we can use podcasts like we're doing now, Harrison.
And oh no, this is a brilliant form of getting people's voices heard. And it feels like everybody's doing a podcast nowadays.
It does, actually. I think because of lockdown, it's pushed people that way, and people are listening more to things because they've got maybe more time inside. Just while we talk about COVID, actually, Harrison, how has that kind of been for you?
Well, of course, I've started my first year at college this year, and I won't bore people into what I'm studying, but I'm not being able to use as many facilities as in the building as I wanted to. But almost that's been a struggle, and not being able to see people as much. But all in all, I've tried to make myself as positive, but maybe the thing that I've missed the most is maybe not being able to go to watch football as much, but I'm sure I'm with everybody with that. But perhaps not being able to watch Ipswich this season has been a good thing. I don't know.
Well, you've answered the question then, because I was just about to ask you, who do you support? So you're an Ipswich Town supporter, but I'm sure it won't bore people, Harrison. What are you studying at college?
Well, I'm studying maths and English, and I'm very pleased to say I've moved up a level. So I'm in the supported learning bit, which obviously means with people like me with a disability, there's staff on hand in the classrooms, which is brilliant. Yeah. And then on a Tuesday, I haven't started this yet, but I will be participating in a hospitality course, which I must be quite honest, I'm not sure quite what that entails yet, but looking forward to it, and I'll be doing a bit of IT as well.
Fantastic. And so if we talk about college and training and those type of things, what is some of your ambitions for the future, Harrison?
So job wise, this might be a good place to mention that actually, because we're doing a podcast, but job wise, I like the sound of my own voice too much. So I'd like to become a radio DJ and things like that, and maybe do some of the sport commentary, because I'm a very sporty person as well. But I haven't quite made my mind up yet, but I know I want to do something within media. I don't want to be sitting in an office all day.
Fantastic. And I'm, you know, you're such a good speaker and you're really interesting to listen to, and you come across really well. So I can certainly see you going down that avenue, Harrison. So yeah, best of luck with all of that. And we're really looking forward to having you involved with the multi-schools.
Oh, thank you. We had a meeting last week, didn't we? And I kind of sat back and sort of listened to everybody else, because I found everybody else so fascinating as well, because it's brilliant that everybody else sort of wants the sort of same sort of idea as what I do for the world, and wants to help people. And I think that's brilliant.
Yeah, and you're a great advocate for that, Harrison. And actually, if there's people listening to this and you'd quite like to become an ambassador, then you can always apply, just like Harrison did, by emailing myself at mschoolscouncil@gmail.com, and you may feature on our podcast or you may go and start something else. But thank you so much, Harrison, for giving up your time and chatting to us today.
I know, that's okay. That's been brilliant. Thank you, Kieran.
Cheers. Take care.
Bye.
A massive thank you to Provide, who are sponsoring Series 5 of the Multi-Schools Lowdown. They are a community interest company offering services across Essex, providing outstanding care. And if you want to find out more about them, please visit their website at www.provide.org.uk.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.